This next meditation is for Manomaya Kosha, the mind sheath or the mind body, mental body. So as usual, finding your comfortable posture, your comfortable seat, whatever that means for you. You can lie down or be seated. Take a moment to, if you need to, adjust your posture so that there's some lengthening to your spine. So you don't need to be, we don't want to be straining. So if we can ground through the hips, through the feet, through anything touching the mat. And so from that rootedness, when you inhale, just gently lengthening your spine. As you exhale, soften any muscular holding on the outer edges of your body. So shoulders relax down, the face relaxes, the eyes soften. So the structure or support comes internally from stacking each vertebra one on top of the other and letting the pelvis, the sit bones, be aligned and rooted. That's where the support comes from. And then we can soften all the outer edges the best we can. You might take a few deeper breaths. Inhaling. You can take an extra sip of breath at the top of the inhale and then exhale out your mouth. Doing that a couple more times in your own time, inhaling fully, and then you might take an extra sip of breath at the top and then exhale out through the mouth all the way to the bottom. You can even make a sound. Letting it all go. And one more time like that. And just returning to your normal breath. And so when working with the mind, there's many different ways, but for today, maybe we'll practice just noticing the inhale and noticing the exhale. Noticing breath as it comes in, noticing the breath as it goes out. And as you're doing that, I'm going to invite you just to count. So inhale one, exhale one. Inhale two, exhale two. We are practicing just steadying the mind. So you're going to go all the way up to seven. And if you get all the way up to seven, then go back down. Six, five, four, three, two, one. And you can continue like that. Most of us will not make it to seven before the mind comes in and distracts us. And the mind can distract us with things that feel very important, like something you have to do. That's one of its favorites. I have to remember this or write this down or do this. What about this? Don't forget about that. That's one of my favorite forms, anyway, of distraction. But the best you can, just notice your breath. You don't have to do anything with your breath. You're just noticing your body breathing and counting each breath as you go. When you get distracted by a thought, let go of any judgment. That's the nature of the mind. We're all doing that. We're all getting distracted all the time. Sometimes I don't even make it to two before I'm distracted. But every time you get distracted, come back to just start over again. And this is our way of training our mind and our awareness so that our mind just doesn't take us just anywhere that it wants to go. Especially we want to train the mind if it's constantly going into negative spaces, ruminating, anxiety, lethargy. So notice your count, notice your breath. The whole practice is coming back to the counting, and the counting will keep us present while giving the mind something to do. The anchor is the breath. And we start to cultivate wisdom as we start to notice every time our thoughts distract us from the present. So if we can just catch it, just catch that the mind has wandered or worried or has been overcome with a certain emotional state, just witnessing it, notice it's happening and come back to your counting, come back to the breath. And if the whole meditation is spent with returning to one and then getting distracted and coming back to one and getting distracted, you are training your mind, right? Every time you catch yourself and come back, you are training your mind, you are coming back to presence. Take a few more cycles of breath. Stay with your counting a little bit longer. And then when you're ready, let go of the counting, let go of the breath, let your eyes open, look around your room, stretch if you need to, any tiny movements.